And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying, whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Not a good idea,
whiskey,
Willie.
Whiskey for my men, beer for my
That's why Willie Nelson looks like he's been rode hard and put up wet, and I guess his horses must look the same way.
But he woke up still not dead today, as far as I know. That's one of his new songs.
Oh, really?
I woke up still not dead.
I woke up still not dead.
I thought you made that up.
No, he's looked like that for about the last 30 years.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I think it was about 15 or 20 years ago we all went as a family out to the west side to watch him, and he was like an hour and a half late and pretty blitzed when he got out on stage. So.
If you want to read a good book, read his bio. It is unbelievable. Unbelievable. From the very beginning to current.
Well,
an amazing career.
One of the reasons Gary chose that particular song is because one of the things we wanted to talk about is what not to feed your pets, especially this holiday season. And it's in our...
You don't feed your horses beer?
It's in our tip of the week. I don't.
Me neither.
Mercy. But alcohol actually can even cause death in certain animals. So do not feed your pet any form of alcohol at all. But did you know not even to feed them milk? I mean, I used to feed some of my pups dairy products to kind of enrich their coat and stuff. But milk and dairy are horrible for dogs.
Chocolate's a biggie too, right? Chocolate?
Chocolate's a big bad no-no.
Yeah. Just feed them dog food.
Which there's a lot of it laying around this time of year.
Yeah, this is true. They just stay so much healthier if you just feed them a good dog food.
Don't even feed them
kitty food.
An avocado or citrus or all things listed as or nuts. These are things not to feed. Grapes and raisins can kill a dog.
I've never seen
Who
a dog
that?
Eat a grape or raisin, but I guess.
I don't know. I have no idea. I've seen.
They lick their behind. I'm sure they'd eat a grape if they got hungry enough.
Oh, man.
Yeah, maybe they don't have much taste buds. I don't know.
Don't feed them yeast dough. Don't feed them salt or salty snack foods. So just, I'm a big believer in Purina Pro Plan. And that and some training snacks, and that's about all my dogs get. They seem to be pretty happy with that.
Well, and so much of this isn't necessarily designed to us personally, but how many people do you have over that do things to your pets that you don't ask them to?
That's a great point.
Or, you know.
That's true. People are really guilty of that when they can get to a horse. They love to bring them snacks, and you'll see signs posted, please do not feed my horse.
Mm-hmm. Or somebody that can't resist the way an animal looks at
begging.
You, begging, and they're at the table, and you're slipping them something under the table. You know,
no grapes or raisins.
Since you own horses, is it okay to feed them an apple?
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't hurt a horse at all.
No, in fact, in the springtime, when our apples are, you've got to thin apples to get big apples. If you left them all on, you'll get, you know, like little grape size apples. When we thin them, what we do with all the ones we've thinned off, we'll just throw them in the horse troughs, and they love them. Now, I tell you, their coat shines a little brighter in the springtime. I don't know if it's because of the apples, but it's been noticeable the last few years.
The apple a day thing must be working for horses, too.
That's right. That's right.
There's a lot of other things they can get into that aren't food related, like whatever you might put in the water well of your Christmas tree. There's lots of things and products you can put in there. I think one of the recipes even calls for Clorox. So just be careful. If you have pets in the house, just stick to water.
All right. You can find more information on this at rosieonthehouse.com. It is our weekly to-do, holiday pet care. Take care of your pets.
And wrap up on our trivia question real quick. It's four. That's how many different logos the Suns have had. And congratulations. If your phone number ends in 9251, send us the address you'd like the tickets mailed to, and we'll send you to see.
What logo did they have when they won the NBA championship?
I don't think we did. We lost to the Bulls like on game 7 or
Very good, Roman. Very good. I was just testing you.
You know sports. Wow.
You know, I just remember that. That was the only year I think I ever, well, that time frame when we had Barkley and KJ and Long Range Ainge and Thunder Dan.
Yeah,
and, you know, we watched the Suns religiously during that era of time. And, you know, Jordan and Pippen were on the Bulls and they made rival.
Fun basketball, that's for sure.
When we talk about utilities, one that we haven't highlighted a lot of is Southwest Gas. You know, that's a pretty big utility provider. And
love Southwest Gas.
You always hear about the Blue Stake, and here's why you Blue Stake. Two homes were evacuated in Green Valley. This is out of Green Valley News. On Tuesday, when workers about 6 o'clock hit the Southwest Gas line that triggered evacuation. Now, think about this. Tuesday afternoon at 6 p.m., gas leak. How long do you think it took them to get that repaired?
Oh, I bet not long.
90 minutes.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
That's impressive.
You know, I don't know how far away the maintenance yard was or the dispatch from the vehicle, but 90 minutes to get that locked up. Nice work, guys.
Well, in 40 years of building and remodeling across Arizona, I can say I'm very happy. I've only ever had to place one emergency phone call to Southwest Gas. And we blue staked the property, and it was on the side of Camelback Mountain. And our backhoe hit a pretty substantial line and tore it completely open. And there's natural gas just, I mean, it's just spewing. No spark. Southwest Gas was there in minutes. In minutes. And you know what the guy did?
He probably lit it on fire.
He just lit it on fire.
Which you can't do with a match.
It was a flame. I mean, it was a flame that was shooting 60 feet in the air.
I wouldn't test it, but they say that open running propane, it would blow out a match before the match
would,
ignit. I still wouldn't test it personally.
No. Well, we were covered because we had blue staked, and it was a line that they just had lost track of. But, boy, that's one of the scariest moments I've ever had in the building trades.
Something interesting, if you haven't seen the new request for another APS rate hike, something buried in that article was very interesting. One of the things that they're considering with this is controlling thermostats or air conditioners as a utility company. And this would allow APS to lower the thermostat early in the day to pre-cool the house when rates are low and then raise thermostats during afternoons when rates are high, reducing power demands on stress when the grid's highest. They're talking about being able to super cool your home from the utility company.
I wonder if they'll only do it with a Rosie on the House certified thermostat.
I don't know. But that was so interesting to me.
It took me 10 years for them to even, for 10 years they thought I was insane.
And now it's in all their articles.
And now they want to be able to control the super cooling at your home or allow if you signed up for that option.
Wow, look what you started.
Oh, boy.
Now, I know that new rate increase has triggered a lot of anger in people, and I'm not defending APS, but here's some of the other utility headlines from across the state, across the country. Sparks fly in Ohio over nuclear power plants. $1 billion bailout proposed.
Oops.
Would you rather see a little increase or have to come up with $1 million bailout for your nuclear power?
Did you say million or billion? Yep.
Billion. $1 billion bailout of two Ohio nuclear power plants that are on Lake Erie near Cleveland. And then PG&E.
Yeah. Oh, man.
California.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, how would you like to be an investor of that company? $4 billion lost in 4 days for PG&E investors.
As long as there's Santa Ana winds and PG&E, your Arizona real estate will continue to go up.
It's so heartbreaking. I can't understand it.
I mean, nobody likes to see their rates inch up, but what would you rather, this or, you know, have a profitable utility company? Because a profitable utility company is going to be able to keep up with the infrastructure and keep your power supply on.
Governor Newsom is thinking about taking it over.
That'll fix everything.
That'll fix a lot of things.
I'm sure that'll fix everything.
Yuck.
Man, my brother-in-law from Sacramento just got back from 2 weeks in India, and he's in the middle of the blackout area every time they have to black an area out. I mean, at his home, he was without power for 4 days. He said, I just got back from India. We had power every day. And he was in remote India.
Now, the answer to a lot of this, it doesn't solve your nighttime use, but solar is a big proponent of protecting yourself against those rates. And just be careful. Make sure you use solar companies at rosieonthehouse.com. We have three great companies. We've got Sun Valley Solar Solutions out of Chandler. We've got Scottsdale Solar out of Scottsdale. And we've got Verde Solar. Three great companies. There was another story out just in the last 2 weeks about a company that used somebody that wasn't Rosie certified, big name company out there, and they were sold on savings of anywhere from $1,300 to $2,700. Now, when you're told that $2,700 number as a consumer, it's just human nature. We always hold on to that higher number, having those expectations, and they're not even getting an $800 savings. So they were oversold something that wasn't right, and it's math. It's too easy not to project your savings if you do it right and you've got a trusted solar company. Find those guys at rosieonthehouse.com.
And a part of getting Rosie certified in the solar industry is we want to find out how you as a solar company educate your new client, your new solar consumer. Because a lot of times we found out solar customers weren't getting the savings they thought they were going to get. Because they immediately thought with the solar panels, all electricity at my house is free now. And so they would go into binge consumption of electricity. And they would go from 3,200 kW a month to 11,000 kW a month and think, well, I can do that because it's all free. So a part of what we do in interviewing and screening solar contractors is we want to know, how are they educating you, the final consumer, so you can truly take advantage of the advantage solar can be installed and utilized correctly? That's why there's only three certified solar installers. I won't say all the rest of them are selling smoke and mirrors, but we can tell you for sure these three aren't.
Right. And the one that you used to see advertising everywhere, when was the last time you saw an advertisement for them?
Long time.
So we like guys that have been in business, and this goes not just for our solar industry, but all of the partners on our network. 5 years in business locally, licensed, bonded, insured, and we say 5 years minimum. You know, we've got companies that are joining the network. Isley's Home Service stands out. They've been a member been in business for over 60 years. Was one of the ones that have joined us in the last 2 years. Scottsdale Solar, they're a newer partner, and they've been in business almost 20. So, you know, 5 years is the minimum, but most of our guys have been here a lot longer than that.
And our awning and shade company, Phoenix Tent and Awning.
Yes.
I think they have the oldest,
the first
register of contractors license number.
Well, I think it's beyond active. I think they were the first ones to ever get an ROC license.
Oh, wow.
Still in business today on McDowell and about 25th Avenue, I think, or Street, 25th Street.
Yeah, Street.
Yeah. Maybe even be 30. It's down on McDowell.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I want to cover in just a quick minute when we get back is with the holidays coming, there's lots of rush projects we're being asked to do. Let me just give y'all a couple questions you need to ask your contractors before you enter into a rush contract agreement.